Zach Osborne, Indianapolis. First up, dropping Monday, maybe Tuesday if I'm too busy, is the Marty Davalos Shifting Gears podcast, which you are very excited about.
I am. Marty was super honest, super open about everything throughout his career, his 250 career, you know, his not moving up and everything. So I was really stoked about that. He was a great interview. He's a funny guy. He's one of the funniest dudes in the pits. And yeah, he just opened up. So it was really good.
Did he want to do it after he found out it was a Pulp MX Network production?
Well, I had to lead him into that. Okay. I, you know, luckily he didn't know much about what was going on. For, yeah. But yeah, whenever I, you know, explained it, he was like, oh. No, he was good. He was fine.
Hey, not a great day for you in qualifying and practice. And so I guess you'll take that main event finish for what it was. Yourself and Roczen and Brayton and someone else were in a battle off the start. And also, too, your heat race. You started well, but you went backwards in that. So considering the heat race, considering the qualifying, you'll take this main event result?
Yeah, it was probably one of the hardest days I've ever had at a race, honestly. I was just out of sorts, struggling.
Why?
I really have no clue. Like, I had a really good week and was probably the best week I've had since I got hurt as far as speed and stuff with Marvin Koop, and just really struggled today. When the whoops are like those weird, like, flat cup things, I have a hard time. And yeah, right off the bat in the second practice, it was just a mess. And I was legit 15th best in practice.
Right.
And then, yeah, like you said, got a really good start in the heat race. And then Joey passed me at the end of the whoops, and we had to go roll, table, roll. And then Chad got both of us, I think, or maybe just me. And then it was like, bing, 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 bing. I was like eighth, you know, and it was just like, holy crap. And then I had that very inside gate in the main, and I was like, you know what, like, if I'm going to do anything in this main event, I have to get a good start.
Yeah.
And nailed the start, came out, you know, sixth or seventh, I think. Mm-hmm. Was maybe a little too cautious the first couple laps and let Barsha kind of dictate to me. Otherwise, I feel like I could have been a solid fifth place, maybe, you know, even closer to fourth. But yeah, I let those guys kind of dictate my race, and didn't change my lines quite quick enough in the whoops. I was jumping really well, but I didn't realize that there was a line just like kind of 5 feet from either,
yeah,
in either set where they were like blown completely down. So,
but having said that, I was talking to somebody else. Baggett was catching Marv. Marv was going down that groove, and it was side to side and real sketchy. And
long set,
and Baggett was not doing that, and it was faster. It was almost like deceiving because you couldn't go through that groove very quick.
Yeah, I'm not good at the groove thing. I would rather jump or even at that point try to skim. I just really struggle to like,
right,
kind of ride down that little thing. That was something that I had a hard time with during practice before Daytona. We had a big set of whoops where they were sandy, and they got that like blown down rut, and I was having a hard time.
Right.
So for me, I'm not going to try to ride that. I was mainly talking more about the short set.
Mm-hmm.
There was to like the right middle, there was like a patch where they basically were gone, you know.
Yeah.
They were kind of like a tabletop, and I just missed it, and I literally hit it on the last lap, and I was like, you're an idiot. Like,
this is sweet,
stupid. Yeah. But I mean, the biggest hold up for my main event was the same with Daytona, was like the first three or four laps I was just like mega cautious, and it kind of sets me up,
mm-hmm,
a little bit on my heels. And then once the race goes on, I feel better and better. But yeah, it's just kind of finding my feet. And man, there's so many guys in the class right now that are going so fast, and so much of the race is dictated in that first, you know, 50
right
feet or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, tonight was bad. Like, tonight was, you were not doing anything.
Yeah.
You just,
it's, I mean, it, you say that, but then I was like almost 3 seconds a lap too slow in practice. Like,
yeah.
I walked the track and I was like, well, this is going to be one of those ones like Dallas where we're all like,
yeah,
you know, 14 guys in 9/10,
yeah,
of a second.
Right.
And then I'm 15th and 3 seconds a lap too slow.
Well, that's from the conditions of the dirt, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, yeah, so you'll take it. Like I said, not a great day, not feeling comfy. You'll take this main event finish and go on, and, you know, we'll next week we'll be able to pick you in fantasy again.
Yeah. What do you think about when they do the track with the start on, you know, across the lane? Like, don't you feel like that takes up half the, kind of half the track in a sense?
Yeah, I never, I mean, I don't, if I was a racer, I wouldn't like the diagonal start tonight across the track. I wouldn't like that. I'd rather have it just go straight across on one end and then make a tight turn, but then that's not great for collisions, like for crashes.
Yeah,
so,
but the problem is when they do the start like it has been here, where was the other one?
Well, Daytona was that way, but Daytona's a different, but
Detroit,
yeah.
You know, it was like that. They cut off like so, like
right. You know, it was like that. Yeah.
The lane that the finish line was in, and the lane beside the finish line, you know, that would have normally been, you know, eight more jumps in that lane. So I feel like it cuts out half. Basically, you know, to the left of the start tonight, you had the half that was jumpy, and to the right of the start, there was, you know, the start straight and the, to the right, there's nothing, you know? It's like racing around berms. It's I think that kind of sucks.
Well, especially this one, I think this is a limited floor, too, so let's try to get the most out of a smaller floor.
Right, yeah, maximize. Yeah. Right. I mean, I remember here in 17, they had this start, but, like, you literally, you only crossed it one time in the track.
It was on the far end. Yeah.
Well, you went past it on the over the start on the mechanics area, and then you actually jumped the start on the finish line.
Oh yeah,
if you remember,
yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
And that was a great track. So I think there's ways to make it happen, but mm-hmm. I think when they do the start thing, it just kind of kills half of a supercross track.
Watching Dartfish, what did the split lane look like? I couldn't figure it out.
Split lane. You mean the outside or inside before the whoops?
It's a split lane.
All about the whoops, really. I mean, if you wanted to go inside and then double, triple, then obviously the inside. But like Dean, you know, he's a whoop master, so he just would rail the outside and send it. But it was just kind of six of one, half dozen the other, whether you wanted to jump or skim.
Right. All right, cool. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. We'll see you in Seattle. Oh, weather's coming, so be prepared for that.
I'm happy with that. I'm totally cool with some mud.
You're fine with just the downpour of rain?
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Okay, well, you're the only one.
Why?
Because it sucks. It makes for a boring race. And,
Barsha,
and
you can't tell me Barsha's not pumped if it rains.
Okay, Barsha would be two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's maybe it.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thanks.